It is Friday, November 23rd, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter will hold its Fresh Start Art Auction Thursday, November 29th, from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. at Serendipity in downtown Rogers. This fundraiser will feature works from professional artists as well as the shelter's art program. More information is available on the web at nwaws.org.
Support for KUAF is provided by contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters, offering the gift of entertainment all year round for all occasions. Malco gift cards and gift books available at all locations and online at malco.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, why today is Fibonacci Day. Hint, write down today's date as a number. A preview of the top tech for the holiday season, and the Fort Smith Symphony is already set for Christmas.
First, your television set will soon have a distinct University of Arkansas influence. Two graduates with Masters of Fine Arts degrees from the U of A are behind a pair of anticipated series. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson has more.
Two recent graduates of the University of Arkansas program and Creative Writing and Translation MFA program are making waves in the screenwriting business. The program in Creative Writing and Translation was recently named a top-ranked creative writing program by the trade publication Poets and Writers. Nick Pizzolatto, a fiction graduate from 2005, got his break when two of his short stories were published in The Atlantic. And soon after that, his debut novel, Galveston, was published to high acclaim. And it was optioned for film. Pizzolatto decided he wanted to get into film writing, so he began writing for the AMC series The Killing. Though that show is no longer on the air, Pizzolatto is currently in production of a two-year series that he has sold to HBO, starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. The show is called True Detectives, and it's slated to begin airing in 2013. Pizzolatto, who grew up in both New Orleans and Lake Charles, Louisiana, had always wanted to be a storyteller. And he was always drawn to screenwriting. But growing up far from either of the coasts where anything happens in film or television, he wasn't sure how to get there.
I always wanted to be a storyteller and to have an audience for my voice. I suppose, you know, as a kid, like any child of the 20th century who's creative, film and television was very appealing, but there were always these class boundaries, you know, between that industry and what I do. You know, I grew up in South Louisiana, always went to public schools and stuff like that for my college education. And film requires money. It requires that you live on one of the coasts. And most of the people in this industry, you know, generally have Ivy League degrees and stuff like that. So I began as a visual artist and in college transitioned into literature and philosophy. But one of the reasons I gravitated towards prose writing was because I had complete autonomy and it didn't require any sort of capital, you know. If you just have paper and a pen and you're willing to learn and spend the time it takes, you can become a writer. But in 2008, you know, teaching college and looking at where the world was going, I had decided that with the publication of my novel, Galveston, I was going to try to use that to get a foot in the door in Hollywood. And everything's, you know, been going great since.
How were you able to do that? It's just, to me, like, as a person who's never participated at all in that culture, right. how does one make an entry into that crazy world?
Well, you know what I've found, and this is absolutely true in my experience, is that Hollywood is the last meritocracy left. I mean, you can go, I mean, look at me. I went from never working in this industry 2 years ago to now I'm running my own HBO show where I'm the sole writer and executive producer, and I'm writing a movie for Tom Cruise. I mean, is there any industry in the world where a total newcomer can advance that swiftly based on nothing but merit, you know? So the way I got started in it was my novel Galveston got published by Scribner in the summer of 2010. And a film agent who works with my literary agent managed to sell the option for it. And that's not much money, and it doesn't really mean a lot. It just means, you know, somebody's paying to option your work for a film. But I asked the film agent, you know, what do I have to do to get that screenplay writing job, just because I thought it would be a good way to break in. Because one of the things you need to break into the industry as a writer is lots and lots of samples of screenwriting. You know, the agent said, have you ever written a screenplay? And I said, no. And she said, we have to write screenplays. And then I asked them, well, how do you become, you know, a working television writer? Because it seems like in television, the writer has much more command over the material, and he does. And they said, basically, you needed to write an original pilot that's really great, and a spec script, which is a script of an existing show. And that needs to be really great. And if you have those two samples, they can start trying to break me in. So that summer, I think I wrote 7 scripts in like a month and a half. And it created like a lot of noise for me over here. And I had a lot of meetings and with various producers and things like that. So I was flying from Indiana to LA quite a bit that summer. And I ended up taking a staffing position on the first season of The Killing for AMC. And HBO gave me a blind pilot deal, which is a set amount of money for a pilot script. So with those two things, I left my job in academia and moved the family out to L.A. But, you know, that's basically how I broke in.
Sure.
I wrote seven scripts in a month and a half.
Pizzolatto's True Detectives is slated to begin airing in 2013. He's also working on the remake of the movie Magnificent Seven, starring Tom Cruise. Another recent graduate who's broken into the screenwriting business is Tony Toast, a poetry graduate from 2004. He studied and was a colleague of Nick Pizzolatto's. Toast's first book of poetry, Invisible Bride, won the prestigious Walt Whitman Award while he was still studying at the University of Arkansas. He later went on to publish another book of poetry, as well as a book of music criticism on Johnny Cash. He decided that he really wanted to focus on film, however. Unlike Pizzolatto, Toast does not live in L.A. He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but he has been writing for the TV series Longmire and is shopping television ideas right now. I was curious to find out about the transition from writing poetry to writing screenplays.
There's more kind of overlap than I think you'd imagine, because I think, like, especially in modern poetry, the image is the often the meaning-making unit in a poem. I might be a little old school in that, and old William Carlos Williams, provide a series of charged images, and then the mind will begin deriving emotions and making sense of those. In screenplays, a little bit like that, you're trying to stage structure, images, scenes, even with as little dialogue as possible, that make a kind of emotional, dramatic sense. And I think poetry was a good testing ground for that. Getting a sense of having an ear for the sound of words aloud, since you have to read your work with some kind, and have it hopefully have some kind of rhythmic authority. That kind of sense of the externality of language. So that's something I think, like, I'm kind of lucky that I didn't do fiction first, because even though I probably could have used a lot more practice on narrative structure, I never had the sense of internalized narrative and self-monologues going on that I think a lot of fiction rightly relies upon it. And so jumping into screenwriting, script writing, where everything has to be externalized, I didn't have to travel as far or shed as many habits that maybe somebody who'd been writing fiction for 10, 15 years would have to shed. And so that way it was a good training ground.
I'll be the first to admit that I don't watch TV all that often. So I wanted to find out from Toast exactly what Longmire was all about.
Longmire is a very cool, I think, show that just finished up its first season this summer on A&E. It was a pretty big success. It got renewed for a second season. It's pulled in kind of the biggest numbers that A&E's had for a drama so far. And it's about a widowed sheriff, about 50 years old, in rural Wyoming. And he's got this big, vast county that he oversees, and it's adjacent to an Indian reservation. And there's a kind of, it really has, it's interesting because it's, it melds a little bit. It's from the people who did The Closer. The executive producers all worked on The Closer and helped create that. And so there's that sense of a, if you're familiar with The Closer, there's a procedural, like, crime of the week element, but it's also much more character-based and psychologically curious about its characters and its crimes than maybe your the network version of a procedural, the cable version. So there, it melds that kind of template with a lot of the iconography of your traditional Western.
Since Toast wrote as a freelancer for Longmire, he's not sure how much he'll be writing for the season as it continues, but he's currently shopping television ideas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen. Every day.